Now, we wanted to switch gears here for a little bit and follow up on our conversation from Tuesday of this week when we talked about the Catholic Church in the wake of that devastating Pennsylvania grand jury report that revealed decades of awful abuse by hundreds of priests. Now, on Tuesday, we talked with Susan Reynolds, assistant professor of Catholic Studies at Emory University. She's author of an open letter calling on all American bishops to offer their resignations to the Vatican, and that letter has been signed by more than 5,000 people. Well, Susan Reynolds told us that she doesn't think full accountability will ever come from within the church, and she says states have to act.
There needs to be an elimination of the statutes of limitations which have prevented accountability and justice from being served. The existence of statutes of limitations are in part what have allowed bishops to be successful in covering up these crimes, right? If you shuffle a priest around long enough to basically run out the clock, so to speak, that essentially grants him impunity. And we know that this is precisely what's been done in Boston, in Pennsylvania, and in dioceses throughout the country.
Well, in fact, that Pennsylvania grand jury report makes four specific recommendations on reforming state law there to better protect victims of abuse. So we wanted to ask a couple of the state's top lawmakers what and if they'll do about it. So joining me now from Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, is State Senate Majority Leader, Republican Jack Corman. Senator Corman, welcome to On Point.
Hello, Magna. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us. And also with us from Temple, Pennsylvania, is Democratic State Representative Mark Rossi. Representative Rossi, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Magna. Thank you for having me on today.
So I really appreciate you both coming on because I wanted to follow up from our Tuesday conversation because I was left with this question that Susan Reynolds raised. If you know, accountability wasn't going to come from outside the church, maybe the secular world from without has to do something. And the Pennsylvania grand jury made these four recommendations about eliminating age limits for victims of sexual abuse to file criminal complaints, tightening the law that requires mandatory reporting, eliminating non-disclosure agreements that bar victims from cooperating in criminal prosecutions, and opening a civil window to allow victims who had been previously barred by statutes of limitations to actually file suits against their perpetrators. So very specific things. I mean, Mark Rossi, let me start with you. Do any of these recommendations have a future in Pennsylvania?
I do believe so. I know that when we get back to session in September here, I think we're back in on the 12th and the 13th. I'm hoping that, as a majority leader in the House said, that he's going to call up Senate Bill 261, and we're going to look to amend it, and we're going to look to keep the criminal elimination in the bill. I mean, that's an easy lift for the legislature. But we absolutely must have the two-year window in there for all victims, not just Catholic clergy victims, but for all victims of child sex abuse. That is going to be their opportunity to finally heal, move forward, and put this behind them. And actually, the church needs to do this. They need to save face here some way because this grand jury report is absolutely despicable, egregious, and how the bishops aided and abetted these known perpetrators, they must be held accountable.
Well, Senator Corman, though, I understand that the church in Pennsylvania, though, is resisting the idea, for example, of opening that civil window to allow victims who had been previously barred by a statute of limitations to file suits against their perpetrators. I mean, they say that it would leave the church in a financially incredibly vulnerable position. Is that a concern?
My concern is not what the church's position is on this. That grand jury report was reprehensible, and the church's actions during that period of time is reprehensible. And so, you know, we've been moving forward with this issue for some time. The Senate passed Senate Bill 261 in February of 2017. The House Judiciary Committee, had some technical amendments and moved it forward. So we've been looking forward to the House moving on this issue for some time, 18 months. So, you know, we're going to go forward with a bill that we think that is important, that will extend the time period for filing civil action on child abuse from 12 years up to 32 years, which is a significant increase. It's going to eliminate statute of limitations for criminal prosecution, which really puts it on par with only murder in Pennsylvania or murder-related crimes. Mm-hmm. So we take this very seriously. We're going to look we put together a very important bill 18 months ago. We're certainly open to other ideas as well, and hopefully we can get to a bill that the House will finally move and we can get these reforms into place. So
can I just ask a question?
Our concern will be based on, you know, what's good for public policy, not Catholic Church is concerned about. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because I want to be sure I have this right. Does the Senate bill contain provisions that would allow the cases to be revived where the statute of limitations has expired?
It does not, from civil point of view. It does not, or criminal, because criminal, the U.S. Constitution opposes that. But we have a remedies clause in our Constitution, and this is something we thoroughly vetted through our Judiciary Committee process, through hearings, bringing in constitutional scholars on this issue. A couple of states that have been able to move forward with the reverter don't have a remedies clause in their Constitution, and so we believe the best path forward on that is to do a constitutional amendment.
Yeah.
And certainly that's something I think that we could be supportive of to change that, but as long as we have a remedies clause, I think it prevents us constitutionally from doing the reverter.
Regarding the Pennsylvania state constitution, not the U.S. Constitution.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Correct.
Representative Rozzi, if I may, I hope this is okay to say, but you yourself are a survivor of clergy sex abuse. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. So do you think that this is a moment where Pennsylvania can take concrete and meaningful steps forward to put these structural changes in place to protect people in the future?
I really do. I believe that what we need is the two-year window to absolutely expose these predators out there. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has never ruled on this issue. We may have a remedies clause, but the black robes in this state, has never ruled whether a statute of limitation can be retroactive. And a statute of limitation is a procedural change, not a substantive change. And according to court cases in Pennsylvania, that would be constitutional. So we have to pass it because it is good public policy, like the senator said. And then we need to let the black robes make this decision in Pennsylvania because we know there's so many other predators out there. I mean, they just arrested a doctor out in Bartow who was abusing a lot of kids. When the law passed in Delaware, they exposed other physicians who were abusing kids. This isn't just a Catholic clergy problem. This is to expose all predators. And I don't care if you're Jerry Sandusky. I have victims from Penn State, from Senator's hometown, that are waiting to file a civil lawsuit because Penn State won't deal with them. We must get this passed for all victims in this Commonwealth.
If I heard Senator Cormann correctly, I mean, he was saying that perhaps this is a time to make changes to the Pennsylvania state constitution.
Absolutely. I mean, and then that's something that we could look at, but we need to take decisive action now for these victims. I mean, just out of the church's own records, they identified 1,000 victims. The Attorney General's office, I think they're up almost to 500 new victims or tips coming into their office. We know that there's a ton of predatory priests out there. They're still living in neighborhoods. They're still looking for their next victims. If we don't do this as a legislature and do the right thing, then why even come to Harrisburg? I mean, this is not a hard vote to put up to protect victims, past, present, and future.
So I hear your passion there, but let me just ask you one more quick question, and then I want to turn back to Senator Cormann very briefly. But on the edge of your voice, Representative Rozzi, am I hearing concern that changes won't happen in the state capital?
No, I honestly believe, you know, because I know that we're going to put this in the 2-year window in the House. I know I have the votes there, and then it's going to lay on the senators' laps. And the people of this Commonwealth are going to be watching them to see if they're going to do the right thing. You know, these senators, they have kids, you know, and ask them, you know, if this was your child and your child came to you years later and said, I was raped by a priest and I couldn't tell you, didn't have the courage to come forward, I didn't know what was happening to me. And now I find out that the church concealed this for all those years.
Well, we've got 30 seconds left, and since you asked about Senator Cormann, in the last 15 or 20 seconds here, I'm going to let you have the last word.
Well, the action that the representative is asking for would be take a much longer to implement because it would be tied up in the courts for years. If we move forward with what was passed unanimously in the Senate, almost unanimously, bipartisanly at least, in the House Judiciary Committee 18 months ago, we can get these reforms done now. A constitutional amendment process would be faster than having this tied up in the courts and having all these reforms stop for the next 3 or 4 years while they battle this out in the courts.
Well, Senator Jack Cormann, Pennsylvania State Senate Majority Leader, thank you so much for joining us. And Democratic State Representative Mark Rozzi from Temple, Pennsylvania, thank you as well. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.
Thank you.